women's basketball. Damira Hines, who is going to be a critical piece of a successful season for Clemson women's basketball. She joins us right now. Damira, how are you?
I am great. How are you guys?
Doing great. I was saying before we went to break, I've done radio for Clemson women's basketball for over 10 years. I've seen lots of Damira Hines games, and every time I'm going, God, she's a problem. So thank you for being here, so I don't have to say that anymore. I'm sure you're excited to be at Clemson.
I'm really excited. It's been nothing but joy since I've been here.
What was it when you entered the transfer portal? Everybody's got a million reasons and a million things that they're looking for. What was it that you were looking for when you decided to spend your last year elsewhere?
Mm-hmm. I was looking for a family environment and just for a coach and a program that believed in me and could push me to be as great as I could possibly be, and a program that wanted to win and go as far as possible in the postseason.
So why and how, I guess how is the best question. How did Sean Poppy check those boxes for you? How did Clemson women's basketball check those boxes? What were those conversations like?
Yeah, so Coach Poppy is a very personable individual. I think he does his absolute best to make sure that he understands you as a human being before any of the basketball part comes into it. And I really appreciated that because he treats me and even like my parents and my family like his own. And so that just makes it feel even more welcoming. And then he just had a vision and how he could see my game elevate if I did join his program and how I could be implemented into his style of play and the way how he wanted to win. And I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I saw the vision as well, so thought, why not?
You got to see up close and personal how his team played last year. So what were your impressions mm-hmm. of Clemson? You played against – look, you've had a long and storied career at Wake Forest, okay?
Yes.
So you've been in a – I think 107 yeah. games you played in your career. It's been a minute since you got to college, but what was it about Sean Poppy's Clemson team that you guys faced last year that really sort of piqued your interest before this process even got started?
Yeah, I would say just the fight that they had because we were up at one point. We were up at half, mm-hmm. and – we definitely had the advantage, home court advantage and everything like that over them when they came to see us. But that team had a lot of fight and a lot of energy, especially from, like, Coach Poppy and other coaches on the sidelines of just, like, not giving up and coming back and basically beating us out of our own court. So that definitely stayed in the front of my mind. And then when they reached out to me whenever I did enter the portal, I definitely remembered that, and so that kind of pushed me to want to get to know more about Coach Poppy individually.
We heard Coach Poppy a little bit ago describe you as a player, and I'm not going to tell you what he said because I want to know from your perspective, how would you describe yourself as a basketball player?
I feel like whenever I say this, I say like I'm a power player. I definitely use my strength to the best of my ability, my strength and just my versatility in my position, because a lot of people would say I'm like an undersized post player, but I find it to be a little bit more advantageous, especially speed-wise, and I still have strength to, you know, my bag or my assets. So I just like to use all of that and then just be a very communicative person while I'm, like, playing with my teammates.
Yeah, I certainly could tell that you're not bashful out on the court, and I think this team certainly needs that. Is that something you naturally have? Just you've always been that way, or is that something you grew into as you've been playing at the college level?
Yeah, I definitely grew into it once I got to the college level. I would say probably my sophomore year of college is when I kind of realized I had a little bit more bass in my voice compared to some of my other teammates, and once I like realized that, I realized the advantage that I had over other people to kind of call things out, whether it's offensively or defensively.
Awesome stuff. Visiting with Damira Hines, transferred from Wake Forest into Clemson women's basketball this year. Again, their season starts in 13 days at 11 a.m. on Monday, November 3rd, against USC Upstate. Let's talk about your teammates a little bit, because a lot of them have come from near and far, and you've got, I'm sure the team building process was interesting this offseason. How did that sort of bonding experience go when you guys are maybe not on the court? How has that gone so far?
Yeah, so during the summertime, they definitely had us do a lot of team bonding, simply because we did all come from different parts of the country, different conferences and everything. So it was a lot of different personalities being like meshed into one spot for one season, because a lot of us are seniors as well. So I would say it was a lot at first, just because, you know, we didn't really know each other like that. But over time, we did grow those really close bonds and relationships. And I definitely do think that we all have each other's back, and that we're ready to go to war with each other day in and day out once the season starts.
Have you formed a special relationship with anybody? Like, do you feel like, hey, this is like my sister right now? Like, is there any of that that really stands out to you?
No, I wouldn't say I specifically have one special relationship, because we're a very open team. Like, we all really love each other, and we all have a lot of love for each other, and we have each other's best interests at heart. So I have developed all of those relationships with each teammate.
Did you know Russ before you guys came in? And have you guys talked about both being from the ACC, coming in and choosing Clemson during the process?
So, like, on a personal level, no, I didn't. But from a basketball standpoint, I did, and she was definitely a terror whenever we had to play Georgia Tech. So I was definitely glad to see the fact that she chose Clemson, and I was going to be her teammate, because I knew the benefits of having her as a teammate, and just her shot selection and her shot abilities was going to be so great for us as a collective. So getting to know her has been really great. Russ is absolutely a sweetheart, and she just wants the best for everybody, and she wants to be the best teammate possible. So I've loved getting to know her on and off the court.
She's another one that talks a little bit. I love her personality, and I love that when she comes in a game, the ball's going up. Like, I just love it. Mm-hmm. I've loved it since. Again, she was another one of those where I'm like, Lord, can we get a player like that? And now I get to call her games too, which is nice. All right, you guys have you've been facing yourselves in practice for a little bit. How do you feel like you've been in a million of these preseason practices? So how do you feel like you guys have progressed so far? And what do you feel is sort of the identity that you guys are sort of working around right now?
So I definitely feel like we had a very good progression. We hit a little slump earlier on in the preseason, but we've definitely gotten over the hump of kind of getting that back together. Because, you know, those always happen. It's kind of like the way of the game. But I'm just glad, all of us are really glad that it happened early, so that we could figure out how we can, like, be our best selves and come out and give 100% every day. So preseason has gone very well. We did have that scrimmage, and it went extremely well for us. You know, it kind of gave us a little bit more insight on where we might have some strengths and weaknesses, just so we could prepare for our next scrimmage, which will be this Saturday, and then for when the season starts on the 3rd.
Yeah, so I want to ask you about that, and I'm not asking you to, you know, break any embargoes or spill trade secrets or anything like that, but what was the what was the best thing that you guys found out about yourselves when you actually were able to scrimmage somebody a couple days ago?
I would say we definitely have a lot of heart, and we have a lot of love for each other, and we all really, really want to win. So I would say everybody definitely did put their best foot forward and gave that game their all. And, you know, we didn't leave anything to, like, second guess ourselves, I guess I would say. Like, everybody genuinely tried their best to, you know, contribute the way that they know they can.
All right, I have a couple more questions for you. This is a little bit off the wall. Who is your funniest teammate?
Funniest? I'd probably say Hannah, just because she's so random. But love the girl dearly. She's funny, but she's a sweetheart.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. That honestly, she's a great teammate to have, right? Because she's going to get a bucket, and because she has range to the midcourt line, like that's better passing lanes for you to get the ball, right?
100%, yes.
I do want to ask you about that. Like, what is it like coming into an offense where they're coming off a season where they set a school record for 3 points made and attempted, and you're the big mm-hmm. in there on what was the smallest P4, P5 roster in the country last year? Yeah. I mean, that had to be enticing to know, like, this is a team that did all that. They didn't really have a lot of post presence last year.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think it's great just because having all these three-point shooters around me now definitely spreads the floor and gives me more room and capability to, you know, work and do what my strengths are. And then even if I don't have what I need inside, I know I've got a shooter on the outside that I can pass it out to that'll get it up there and make sure that we're all kind of like hitting our strengths.
Last question for you, Demir, and we really appreciate your time today. Are there any personal goals that you have this season and anything that you want to accomplish?
I mean, personally, I definitely want to improve on my statistics. I came from a team that was very concerned about stats and just the way how those looked and how to, like, kind of have an advantage over other teams based off stats. So that was kind of engraved in my brain a little bit. So I do pay attention to that personally. So having a good stat line, having a good plus minus at the end of the night, those would all be very good for me. And, you know, a double-double is nice. I'd love to average one if I can. I'm going to try my absolute hardest to do so. But, yeah, individually, those are just some of my goals. And definitely this is my last opportunity, so making it to March Madness and just having a great season with this team because it's a great group of girls, and I'm really excited to, like, see what we can do.
I love it. Two double-doubles last year. Let's have about 30 this year. Does that sound like a good plan?
Hey, why not? Yeah, sounds like a great plan.
I love it. Demir Hines, thank you so much. Looking forward to getting to know you better during the season as we travel and as I call your games. Really appreciate it. And best of luck as you continue to prepare in the next couple weeks.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, that is Demir Hines joining us. Man, I'm telling you, she is like junkyard dog. Like, she's a problem.